Yeah, I mean, it's what we expected, I suppose, that the government were going to abstain.
And you weren't surprised that two Green Party TDs voted in line with Sinn Féin?
Well, they'd actually given us the heads up they were going to do that. Just sound of them, I suppose, really, considering they could have just done it without telling us.
And what do you make of the sanctions that have since been imposed on those two TD members? Do you feel they were too severe, or do you feel they didn't go far enough?
Look, I mean, nobody wants to have people leave a party. You know, they're Green TDs. They've earned their place to be in the party. But we as a party, we have rules and procedures, and we're in a coalition government, and we are in government. And, you know, we've a lot of work to do in the Green Party and a lot of things we want to get done that we got in the Pwnc for Government. So we need to try and focus and plough on and get them done. And that's why you take a hit sometimes and you vote for government on things. That's just part of politics and part of being in the coalition. And there had to be consequences because that's how politics works, is that when you're in a party, in a coalition, you vote with government on things. That's how you get the things you want for your party done while you're in government.
And would you have any concerns now about the coalition? There's now only a one-person majority for the government. Are you concerned that the government could potentially fall if another incident like this were to occur and more sanctions had to be put in place for any of the three parties in the coalition?
I don't think so. You know what? I don't even think the opposition would like a general election at this time. There is so much going on with the housing crisis and the cost of living and the Ukrainian crisis and fossil fuel crisis. I don't think anybody inside or outside of government wants a general election. I cannot see it happening at all. You can speculate all you want, but I just really don't believe we're anywhere near that.
And Roisin, what do you feel your party leader, Eamon Ryan, has to do to try and get all members now back on board in terms of the coalition and its priorities? Or do you feel this was an isolated incident?
Yeah, well, I mean, he can't make people do what he wants, obviously, in the case of NASA and Patrick. So, look, the door is open for them to come back in 6 months' time. So, and I hope they will.
So you feel that this was just a one-time thing and that the party is on the same page?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, they respectfully told us that they had decided to do this. We respectfully told them, unfortunately, if they do, that they would have to have sanctions. I mean, nobody enjoys doing it. It was a somber meeting last night to make this decision, and the Whip didn't enjoy doing it. Minister Ryan didn't enjoy making the decision. You know, we want to keep everybody together. But, you know, in general, we have loads in common with NASA and Patrick. You know, unfortunately, we didn't agree on this, but there's so many other things that we have all worked together on, you know.
Roisin, in terms of the National Maternity Hospital yourself, you feel overall this was the correct decision?
Look, we need to get the hospital built. It's gone on so long now. We have to prioritise the women's and babies of Ireland's health. I think this hospital needs to be built. It will be beside an existing hospital, which means we'll have extra services provided across the corridor. We have a 299-year lease, and we have completely hands-off from the church. So we just need to do this now. If you look at the state of medical services and the health services, you know, and all around Ireland, we need this hospital built.